It has been a struggle for the Wild as of late. Is it too early to panic? Maybe. And we're joined by Jess Myers, who covers the club for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. And Jess, I think it's way, way too early to panic, considering the great start this club got off to, especially on the road. But this latest homestand, not good.
No, you know, for whatever reason, this has been a much better road team this season than they have been a home team. And part of that is just out of necessity. You remember in October, they had that 7-game road trip. So they had to figure out ways to win on the road or they wouldn't be winning. So is it too early to panic? I think so, just because of the simple fact that they had that great start. They've built in a little bit of cushion now. You know, and I asked some players about that a couple days ago. You know, have you built in a little runway for yourself? They all kind of bristled at the notion that there's any kind of cushion, because, you know, every game you go out there wanting to win. You don't think that, oh, you know, we can take tonight off or anything like that. But I guess I'm not panicking yet, just because the simple fact that, you know, the elements that were in place to get them to this point are still obviously in place, and I think they're still in pretty good shape.
I won't call it a swoon, because it's probably too early for that. But if you kind of go back to the last road trip, second night of a back-to-back, they got beat by a solid LA Kings team, who, by the way, are great at home at Crypto.com Arena and won it 4-1. Then they were able to come back and get an extra point in the shootout at Utah, and then the blowout to the Oilers. Is there anything in that stretch game that stands out to you?
You know, just the only thing that stands out to me is the fact that this is a team that's beat up right now. And, you know, they talk about their depth and they talk about next man up and, you know, all those good things that you hear whenever a team goes through injuries, and every team does. But the simple fact that you take Philly Gustafson out of this lineup for the last three games, and he had been playing so well for them in goal, and then you take Joel Eriksson Ek, their top line center, out, and I like Marco Rossi, I really do. He's a hard-nosed player, he's a great player, but he's also, you know, about 5'8", 5'9", in that range. You know, he's not a big dude, whereas Joel Eriksson Ek, where you put him at that top line center, you have that extra size that is so important when you're looking at a top-line guy, that I really think that has made a difference in the fact that, you know, they haven't had Eriksson Ek here for the last week, going on week and a half, and that's really hurt them. Now, the encouraging sign is we saw Eriksson Ek, we saw, you know, some guys at practice yesterday skating just kind of on their own, but working their way back slowly. I don't think we're going to see any of them before the Christmas break, but we are seeing some encouraging signs that this team could get back to a more realistic picture of their roster here, you know, maybe before the new year or maybe very early in 2025.
Yeah, and Jess, on this homestand, the 7-1 loss to the Oilers, that can happen. It is, by the way, the Edmonton Oilers. And then they came back, beat Philly 4-1, and then they lost in the second game of a back-to-back at home. Very good Vegas Golden Knights team, 3-2. Then the blowout loss to the Florida Panthers. But you look in that 3 of 4, those clubs are Stanley Cup contenders. Oilers, Knights, Panthers. I mean, that's about as good as it gets in the NHL.
Yeah, and we talked about this previously in this great start that they had gotten off to. Maybe one of the areas of concern, if you're one of those fans that looks for the, you know, the pessimistic note, the dark cloud, yeah. And let's face it, I've lived in Minnesota a long time. We've got plenty of those around here. You know, we've all been stung by a certain team in purple, and you know, we all saw a team that plays at Target Field have about a 2-decade losing streak in the playoffs. You know, whatever it happens to be, you know, we've all seen some tough times as Minnesota sports fans. So there's a certain element of the audience that looks for the pessimistic note. Well, if you want to look for one, that's maybe, What you can point to with this Wild team is they've gotten some good wins, some quality wins, some road wins, all of that. But when you look at their record versus Vegas, Dallas, Edmonton, Florida, you know, some of the better teams out there, 500 against a few of them, and the fact that they, you know, haven't been able to beat some of those teams. Tonight is a real test playing Winnipeg, the team that's leading the Central Division, the team that's, you know, bursted out of the blocks. And, you know, we've never seen a Winnipeg team play this well, this consistently before. Going into their barn tonight, Jesper Wallstedt in goal, you know, another tough road test for him as a young guy kind of trying to find his way as a prospective every night NHL goalie. You know, this is going to be a tough one. And you know, talking to the players last night after a hard-fought loss where they didn't play badly, but gave up a power play goal late, which has been an Achilles heel for this team lately. They all pointed to, hey, we got a chance to go back and you know, play well in Winnipeg and forget about this one, which I think they're all kind of looking forward to in an odd way.
Yeah, and I love this rivalry. You and I have talked about it before. The Winnipeg Jets, the Minnesota Wild. This is a tremendous rivalry, and there's a lot of Jets fans that come into St. Paul and make it fun. I don't know how many Wild fans are going to make it north of the border to Winnipeg, but this is a good one.
Yeah, this absolutely is. And it goes back, you know, for me personally, being from northern Minnesota, you know, we'd go up to Winnipeg more often than not, you know, right after Christmas or right around Christmas time and go see the North Stars and the Jets. That was always kind of a fun rivalry. Maybe not as intense as this one has become, just for the simple fact that the Wild and the Jets play in the same division. So they're jockeying for playoff position, whereas the old version of the Winnipeg Jets were always out in, you know, in the Western Division, it seemed like, or playing more of the Canadian teams. But yeah, this is a fun one. And, you know, this Winnipeg team is really good. They've got maybe the best goalie in the NHL and Connor Hellebuck. And, you know, it seems like this is where Bulldogs go when they go to the pros. A lot of UMD players on this roster. So yeah, this is a fun one.
Yeah, and a couple other things before we run out of time. They come right back home after this brief trip to Winnipeg and get Chicago on Monday night, then a break for the holidays, and then the Dallas Stars loom. This is a tough stretch of games for this club. Now Chicago's certainly not up there with Winnipeg or Dallas or Florida or Vegas or Edmonton, but you know, you got the Stars looming right out of the holidays. And that, after the 3 days off for the holidays, that's a tough road game out of the break.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Dallas is a very good team. They're dealing with some injuries, too. But that's a fun one. And, you know, Chicago, you talk about, you know, the Blackhawks aren't a real good team right now. But, hey, you know, the Bears aren't a good team either. But if you don't get up for a Minnesota-Chicago game, you know, forget about it. That's kind of the purity of sports in this part of the country. You always want to beat a team from Chicago, right?
Yeah, and Jess, your thoughts on college hockey. That game to close out the series with Michigan State, that's about as painful as it gets for Golden Gopher hockey fans. That was,
you know,
ugly.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Now, the saving grace is it's not like you lost to a bad team. You know, Michigan State is really, really good and has, I think, the best goalie in college hockey in Trey Augustine. I ran into one of the Gophers just kind of randomly. Saw him at a restaurant, and you know, I won't say who, but we had a nice little talk. And they said, you know, it's almost advantageous to go into the break coming off a loss like that, because it's a little reminder that, hey, nothing's going to come easy. You can't ever let your foot off the gas. You know, it's one to kind of to stew on. You never want to lose a game like that. But that's maybe one that you can sit and think about for a couple weeks and come out of the blocks with a real good start in the second half, which they're going to need.
I work with a couple of hardcore Golden Gopher hockey fans, and they've seen it all over the years. And they say that one, it's – you know, giving up the four over the final 9 minutes, if memory serves, that's tough.
Here's the tough one, talking to some other folks who follow this team pretty closely. You scored 6 goals last weekend on Trey Augustine, who I think is the best goalie in college hockey. You scored on him 6 times. You got 1 point out of it. That really hurts. You know, when you get 6 goals on Trey Augustine, you should get a little more out of it in the standings, and they just didn't.
Yeah, and by the way, one of those was an empty net, in all fairness, the four over the final nine. All right, Jess, always great. Good to visit with you. By the way, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to you and yours, and hopefully we can visit again soon.
Always great to talk hockey. Happy holidays, Steve.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. Covers the Wild. They have a tough one that begins at 6 in Winnipeg, a day off Sunday, and then Chicago in town at the X on Monday. Final game before the break for Christmas. Then they'll be in Big D to play the Stars on Friday before coming right back here. Ottawa and Nashville coming to town to close out 2024 in St. Paul. It is 431. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.